How to speak biblical hope without sounding simplistic? Biblical hope is powerful. But in addiction recovery ministry, hope must be spoken with care. People in recovery may have heard many religious phrases. Some were helpful. Some were painful. Some sounded like truth, but were used without compassion. Some were spoken by people who did not understand the struggle. The addiction recovery chaplain must learn how to speak biblical hope without sounding simplistic. A simplistic response tries to solve deep pain too quickly. A person says, "I relapsed again." The simplistic response says, "Just give it to God." A person says, "My family does not trust me anymore." The simplistic response says, "God will fix it." A person says, "I am afraid I will use tonight." The simplistic response says, "Have more faith." These responses may contain small pieces of truth, but they are not enough. They can make the person feel unseen. Biblical hope does not deny reality. Biblical hope enters reality with Christ. A better response to relapse might, "Thank you for telling the truth. God's mercy is real, and this needs to come into the light with the right support. Are you safe right now?" A better response to family pain might be, "That broken trust is painful. Restoration may take time. God is faithful, and the next step is to walk in truth with humility." A better response to fear of using might be, "I'm glad you said that out loud. Let's not handle tonight alone. Who is part of your recovery support, and would you like me to pray with you?" Notice the difference. The chaplain still points to God. The chaplain still speaks hope, but the chaplain also honors pain, responsibility, safety, and practical next steps. Biblical hope sounds like grace and truth together. It may include scripture, but scripture should be shared with consent. The chaplain may ask, "Would it be okay if I shared a passage that has helped others in moments like this?" Hope should never be used to rush grief, silence confession, avoid accountability, or minimize harm. In Christ-centered recovery, hope is honest. It says, "This is serious, but you are not beyond mercy." It says, "The road may be long, but Christ is faithful." It says, "You are responsible for the next step, and you do not have to take it alone." It says, "God can restore, but restoration often includes truth, support, time, and accountability." That is biblical hope with roots. That is the kind of hope an addiction recovery chaplain learns to carry.